Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy hump day. It is Wednesday here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate the fellas, Payne and Pendergast. Love chopping it up with them, especially when they bring us a question of the day. That was fun.
That was good.
I like that. All right, let's get going.
I got a little bit more too much of my business out there.
You decided to do that. Both cases, by the way. You decided to tell us about it, but you also decided to do that in the first place. Like, I kind of...
It was a good move, though, man.
I think I get where you were going.
I pinned her.
Yeah, you kept it going. She was screaming in agony. You're like, oh, I gotta follow this
through. Gotcha.
Like Kramer beating up on little kids in karate.
Yeah. Or like seeing, you know.
I had to work on that unarmed
drill. No, you didn't. Yeah. Right? Like, I think most people, when they're like, hey, you want to wrestle? Like, when it comes to a person.
She goes, that's not what I was thinking.
Yeah. Right? Like, you had the entirely wrong, end goal.
And then when the kids walk in and you try to tell them, oh, we're wrestling, she's like, no, we're not.
I'm thinking that through now. So what happened was you reached under, grabbed the arm, and it was when she hit the floor.
I pulled the arm, yeah.
As it was hitting the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it really was abuse, technically.
That's a rough one, yeah.
I don't think you should laugh about that one. Just going to be honest. Not sure that's how that should go. That's right. Little to be known. Like, his proposal was actually happening in the emergency room. He's like, I promise I'll marry you. I promise. All right, let's get going on this Wednesday. You know, this is the midway point of the week, typically where you begin turning the calendar to the next week. I think we've already kind of started looking towards this Broncos game. There's a lot that this game will hopefully tell us, and so excited to talk about that. Get involved with the program, mind you, 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. Also, appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. We'll be talking to Zach Bye from 104.3, the Fan in Denver, to go behind enemy lines at noon. But right now, I kind of want to think backwards. Like, this is, last week we had the Texans play against the Seahawks. It's the matchup that's happened the least frequently in NFL history. This one against the Broncos is also fairly infrequent. Like, I think there's 10 times total that these teams have matched up. I believe it's 6-4 in favor of, I believe, Denver, if my memory serves. Yes, the Denver Broncos lead this series 6-4. So you can bring it a little bit closer to even this week. But like, I want to talk about the history in a different way, John Lopez. You kind of teased it. There's a little tie here that is very infrequently thought about or discussed that
anymore,
you want to bring to the fore.
Yeah, look, man, the Texans had serious, serious interest. Figgy, you remember this quite well, I'm sure, in both Sean Payton and D'Amico Ryans. Sean Payton, by a lot of accounts, was rumored to be at the top of the list. And remember, there was another factor sort of in play here. It's like, what would the power structure be? Because Nick Caserio was here already. Would he push Nick Caserio out? Is that something that Caserio maybe is behind the scenes sort of pushing against? And then D'Amico Ryans comes in. You know, I think Shane Steichen
was one,
maybe,
right?
Yeah, Steichen. But anyway, but the two of the highest ones that they got closest to to hiring, and they, of course, they did hire D'Amico Ryans, was Sean Payton. How much different would things be? How much different would things be if the Texans and Broncos had gone the other way?
It's such an interesting thought process because, I mean, D'Amico Ryans, a lot of the value that he brings, not all of, because I don't want to, you know, discredit a lot of the work that he's done, some incredible work with this team. Some of it was just like the vibes, man. Like, it's worth acknowledging where this team was. In fact,
that's a good point.
Where this team was when it came to like the feel. We were down in the dumps. You'd had a couple of coups of power where people have usurped power and utilized it improperly, either trading away great players or just making this organization a mockery. Bringing in somebody of like the stature and the demeanor and the temperament of D'Amico Ryans really helped stabilize it. And that was a foundation to get back to getting back to good football, getting belief back in his team. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sean Payton, I think that he's capable of that. We saw that somewhat with New Orleans after Katrina. I don't know if that goal is exactly the same because he's not one of our own in that same way.
Well, and I also think the McNairs were sort of gauging the temperature of, and I think it was a factor. Figgy, again, feel free to weigh in because you and I talked a lot about this at the time. You know, I think they were gauging the temperature of what the public might embrace most. And I think ultimately that was D'Amico Ryans. And obviously, you know, contrary to, you know, what he said in his press conference on Tuesday, was it Tuesday? Monday. He was wholly embraced and it was, this city was going nuts about him and favored son and welcome back and former player and all that. I think that was a factor, but I'm going to use a term that I hate, devil's advocate, all right?
I thought you were going to say it is what it is.
No, that's even worse. You won't hear me saying that. Devil's advocate.
Because the devil don't need no advocate, as my mom would say.
Yeah, let's look at a couple of things. In order to get Sean Payton, you would have probably had to have given up a draft pick, maybe even a first-round draft pick, because he was still under contract with the Saints. Remember that?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So would that have been the number 12 pick you used to get Will Anderson? Would you even, with Sean Payton here, would you even have gone for Will Anderson? So that's on the glad we got D'Amico side.
Right. I mean, yeah. Will Anderson is probably the player that people are the most confident in. Obviously, C.J. Stroud is a quarterback, so that changes like the value proposition. Yeah. But Will Anderson is the dude that I think you have the most confidence in. Mm-hmm. If you were going to pick an MVP to this point in the season, it's probably him, is it not?
Yes, probably him, yeah.
I don't know what this team is without Will Anderson Jr.
But
right at this
before
moment.
You say, oh, man, I'm glad we didn't do that, let's go to the other side, devil's advocate. You wouldn't have had, clearly, you would have had Sean Payton and C.J. Stroud together for 3 years now, not three different offensive coordinators. Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about what he's done with Bo Nix in 2 years. Think about Sean Payton with C.J. Stroud for 3 years. Because, by the way, C.J. Stroud was his guy. Like before the draft, the only reason they drafted Bo Nix the next year is because they had a decrepit, aging Russell Wilson, and then they went with Bo Nix. But he loved CJ. He would have drafted CJ Stroud.
Yeah, and I mean, the capability of somebody in a Sean Payton offense, I mean, Drew Brees was able to be lead the league in yards a number of times. I mean, even Bo Nix, who I'm going to be honest, like, and I don't mean to disrespect the opponent the week that you're headed in. Mm-hmm. Bo Nix, like, I think the ceiling or maybe even just the floor lower than what C.J. Stroud has just as a lump of clay, right?
I mean, the ceiling is lower. You know, I think he's playing really well. But that's just our opinions. But nevertheless,
sure.
C.J. Stroud, 3 years with Sean Payton, look what he's done with Bo Nix.
Right. That is an interesting, especially in a league that, you know, offense matters so much, right? Everything I feel like I'm talking about ends up feeling like
way.
It feels like you're knocking down what happened, and I don't want to do that. Yeah. But there is something to be said about D'Amico Ryans, like what he's done, but also how much the division has helped. How much difference does this look if you have dominant offense in the way that this division has been? Like, are we just talking about AFC South championships, or are you talking about the capability of going into the playoffs and winning games and getting deeper
He's
into the playoffs?
He's got the pedigree.
Yeah, and I think we probably wouldn't have it probably wouldn't be a heavy conversation about what this offense got to do or C.J. Stroud.
What it is.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the offensive coordinator's conversation type deal. The only thing I do question if they did hire Sean Payton is just the power dynamic. with Nick Caserio because
I don't think he would have.
Sean Payton is.
He might not even be here.
Yeah, Sean Payton role as a coach GM type of guy.
But again, where do you fall on that?
That's exactly the next. Because it sounds.
Where do you fall on that?
It did sound like we were starting from a place where we go, well, if you had gotten Sean Payton, you'd be in a better place. And I think that the X's and O's on the field, I think it get interesting. The tough part, and someone texted this in. I'm interested in how you feel about this from the 713. Sean Payton here is like Brian Kelly in LSU. He could be a little grating, and he absolutely wants power, which, again, I do wonder how.
How do you feel about the power now? John Carroll, Patriots.
But see, that's the thing. Like, I think probably Nick Caserio probably would have been out of here by now because Sean Payton would have had his hands on the whole coaching staff.
Right.
It would be no John Carroll guys. It would be no Patriot South guy. Mm-hmm. It would have been clash where, to the point, I don't know if that would have helped the season.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. But I also know that, hey, man, again, the way that we've talked about that period before D'Amico Ryans and CJ come in and kind of help rehabilitate all of the vibes.
Yeah, that was huge.
You had two different executives, I guess, for lack of a better term, that usurped power and kind of like isolated it in that one place. You'd go for a third in Sean Payton? Like, I do think that there is something to be said about the context in which he would
There's
come in.
There's a big difference with Sean Payton. And the
yeah, he has he has bona fides over Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby. I clearly understand that. But, I mean, he can rub people the wrong way.
Of course.
A lot of times. Of and I do wonder, does that work in the context of coming out of that era of Texans football? Like, that is a question that I think is fair and valid to bring
up. Okay, so here's the other thing. Well, I know some people are thinking about this because I'm looking at the text board and the YouTube stream right now myself. What about the defense? All right, what about the defense? Van Joseph has coached with the Texans. Van Joseph is a very good friend of Sean Payton's. Van Joseph has a hell of a defense in Denver. And there is a very strong chance that Van Joseph, who coached, by the way, Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson, Glover Quinn on that 2012 defense of the Texans that was so strong, very good chance that he would be handling the defense here.
Yeah.
That's quite possible.
Yeah. The only thing I'm just curious about is I wonder how much power he would have had. And that would have been that whole thing. That whole
a lot of power.
Power conversation and all that stuff is what type of power Nick Caserio have at this point.
I don't think he would have been here.
Yeah, I don't know that they coexist in the same way. Mm-hmm. But again, that's one of those.
But see, that's a little tricky, man, because if you think about the history, the Houston Texans went through a lot to try to even get Nick Caserio here.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm wondering, like, if the hire would have even happened at that point.
It was close, man, by all reports. It was Sean Payton was very high on the list. D'Amico Ryan's very high on the list. Steichen. I mean, it's just, to me, it's just funny when you think about these things. And we've talked about it here on the show about, like, how I took a job in Miami and what would have been different had I not changed my mind and come to Houston. I would have, you know, my whole life would have been different.
Now,
imagine that.
Yeah, and now one thing, and I mean, look, we could quibble about the X's and O's. The thing that I know for certain is how much does the culture matter to Houston? Because all of this H-Town culture, like, I do understand and want to give credit to the McNairs, like, harping on that.
Mm-hmm.
A large part of that is bringing in a D'Amico Ryans that understands this city after playing in it. And, like, you know, all the way that they've built what this Houston Texans, like, feels, game day feels like, all these things. I don't think that you can get that with Sean Payton as the head coach. How much does that matter? That's a question that's worth asking, right? Because ultimately, if you're good at football, does any of that matter? However, I think Houston is so much, like, we know ourselves, Texans, you know, just generally, but Houstonians, we let you know that we are from Houston. We love this city. Mm-hmm. Like, I do think that the city and the team reflecting that matters to some degree.
Yeah, I think winning cures all of that stuff. If he came in and he was winning, I don't think we'd be having that type of conversation.
No,
because when we wasn't winning this year, people was having questions about D'Amico,
who
was a god here.
And the 361 says, "Man, tell Lopez to get off of Sean Payton's. You know what? That's not what I'm doing here. I'm glad I preferred D'Amico Ryans. I was leading the charge with everybody else. You know, glad to have him back. He changed the culture. No, I don't want it different. My question here was, can you imagine how different?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it would have been wild.
No imagining at this point. Yeah. You get both of these teams mashed up against each other. What the real iteration of this Texas team is right now, and an opportunity to face off against the Broncos, tell us a little something about what they are as a team right now under D'Amico Ryans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a Wednesday. There's a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops that we'll give away in the 12 o'clock hour today as well. Coming up next, Kevin Durant joined the Pivot podcast. How happy are you to have Kevin Durant here? And he said something that I really, really enjoyed. I want to tell you about that. We'll do it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. I'm Reginald Atula alongside the OG John Lopez, Figgy Fig, on the ones and twos, and you getting involved with the program in the myriad of ways that are available to you. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Again, 713-572-4610. We always appreciate you doing that. Where a lot of people, interestingly enough, there's a pretty good split. Like, there's definitely some people that are like, yeah, offensive-minded head coach, would have loved that. Sean Payton, he helped allow New Orleans to be New Orleans in that time. He'd have been fine. And there's some people that are like Sean Payton, good head, good coach, but didn't want him here in Houston. So I did find that interesting, an interesting kind of thought process to go through there. But also, the McCarron Injury Lawyer live streams, YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, Twitch chat 610 Houston. Really, really early on, but early returns on KD, man. I don't think anybody's upset or, you know, willing to undo this by any means. But what are your early thoughts on how he fits? Kevin Durant actually sat down on the Pivot podcast, talked to, Fred Taylor, Channing. Goodness gracious, I always forget Channing's name, and I apologize for that. But then also Ryan Clark. They sat down and talked.
Crowder,
there we go.
I was thinking Fry.
Tatum. Literally, those are the two ones that come to mind, and I always forget. Oh, goodness gracious, apology. But they do a great job. It's always a good environment when they sit down and talk to a player because there's not those walls and barriers that come up when a player's dealing with more of a traditional journalist. Mm-hmm. Although Kevin Durant, he speaks his mind, and he did that in the about hour-long podcast. He had some really interesting things to say, and one of the things that caught my attention most was, they were asking him about, you know, being out there and playing next to Şengün. And some of the conversation was actually like, you know, getting the ball and doing more. This was Durant talking about his impact playing next to Alperen Şengün.
Yeah, we want to win every game and you piss when you don't.
The only thing I've never heard a player say that.
It's like, funny you say it about him passing because
Shane Goon dropped about 40 the other night. But that was still how you kept passing the ball to him. I was like, no, shoot, KD, shoot.
See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody out there trying to play Xbox with me. Let me go out there and chill. Listen, Goon, Alfie was out there. Like, come on now.
He was balling.
But you got, as a basketball, as a guy who's in it, right? Last season, Sengun would catch the ball at the top of the key, and he'll have a guy up there with him. Like, I was with him last night at the top of the key. I'd be at the wing. A lot of the times, he would have somebody else in his lap helping him. Not you know what I'm saying? Please. Now, I'm right there. This dude not about to leave me open for a catch and shoot. He might be denying me. So that he got a little bit extra space to, you know what I'm saying, get some work in. So that's for me, I might not be involved in that play. I might not touch the ball. But I feel like I contributed to a little bit part, you know what I mean? A part of that, him making that basket, even though he did 100% of the work, but just giving him just a small inch of space for me is a win. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the times, that's a win for me, but people don't understand that part of the game. They just like, go score the ball, bro. Go put some shots up.
Yeah.
No, he's definitely involved in those plays.
I was chanting Crowder in this one. I was just like, man, get KD the ball, man.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, yeah, you want to see it.
Yeah, I was kind of like that, but Sengun was cooking.
That's the thing. You know, he is definitely involved in the play. And that's that basketball, you know, genius. Maybe genius is a bit generous, but you know what I'm saying?
He's up there.
Basketball like smarts.
He's got a real basketball intellect that you cannot neglect at all.
Yeah, basketball smarts, knowing – it's not like KD's not going to get his, and he knows that more than anybody, you know, especially when like, okay, we definitely need a bucket now. Now, maybe 20% of the time that will go to Sengun, but 80% of the time it'll go to KD.
Well, he even went further in talking about kind of taking a back seat down the stretch at times and said, quote, "I never liked dictators. I always feel like it was better to empower everybody around you to reach for the best versions of themselves. In the process of them doing that, it's going to be some bumpy roads along the way. And there's going to come a time where I have to dictate, like you said, all right, you sit in the corner, blah, blah, blah. But we're all figuring it out. Coming to this team and knowing it's a young team, guys are still figuring out their games and their roles and establishing themselves in the league. I'm still striking a balance of, you know, all right, we need to let everybody grow and figure out the roles. And still at the same time, we've got to have a structure we could fall back on." He obviously talked more and there's a lot more. Mm-hmm. But this was really interesting to me because we knew, like, we had indications that Kevin Durant was going to come in and, like, you know, help facilitate. He is, I think he's fully, even in those first three games, we've seen him fully embrace the role of being, like, the OG and helping towards the team dynamic of building this squad. Like, sometimes, you know, we've seen it in sports where people come in and say one thing. Like, the thing that I always like to talk about in basketball is every team in the league comes in and we want to play fast pace.
Yeah.
And then you get to the games and some of these teams aren't actually fast paced. He's come in and he's actually exhibited like that OG status, including recognizing and acknowledging, no, part of me being here is taking away the attention to allow Alperen Sengun to develop as that guy, to allow Jabari Smith Jr. to develop as the guy that he's developing into, and Amen Thompson and all of the other likes. Like, clearly this is a intention to the point where he's willing to go on a podcast where somebody's like saying, hey, we wanted you to get the ball, and be like, no, you've got it wrong. This is what we're pushing towards.
Well, and that is for superstars especially, but for a lot of players, but especially for superstars, the self-awareness of where you are in your career, not that you can't do it, but understanding what needs to be done, that you got to give Kevin Durant a lot of credit for that. And this isn't just this year. He's done it in recent years where he's been able to understand, okay, now on some of the teams that he's been on, he's had to do more, but he knows he doesn't have to. And the self-awareness here is probably right now. You mentioned earlier, you know, it's only three games in, but, you know, how do we feel about the Kevin Durant, you know, experience here? Right now, that might be the most impressive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a thing.
100%. Right? Right? And it's, you say self-awareness, and I think it can maybe be heard as, well, you got to recognize you're no spring chicken.
No,
and you can't
that's
keep
not
doing.
What I'm saying.
He scored 37 on Friday.
No.
And I know that's not what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think that makes it even cooler. Is like,
he doesn't have to score 37 all the time.
He knows it, yeah. And yet and still, like, a clear decision is, I'm going to do things to help facilitate this.
Yeah.
And another thing that's maybe a little quieter of it, I don't know, did you see the video or like the, you know, the audio that you can kind of hear of him on the court after, you know, in the middle of a timeout, whatever, he's over talking to a ref, kind of like going back and forth.
Yeah.
When was the last time, or like how many people do you feel like have won the gravitas, like the, you know, the personality, mm-hmm. but then also the willingness to do that with
respect.
This team and the respect to do that?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of like knowing that KD is going to be the guy that helps facilitate things, but then also when somebody needs to go and be aggressive, and maybe not Ime from the sideline, but somebody on the court, KD is more than willing to be the guy that goes, speaks on behalf of the team, like just become, like be that leader, not just, you know, be the guy that could score the buckets, but be a guy who's truly a leader on this team.
And on this team, that's something that they just haven't had. They haven't had that guy. I mean, maybe Van Vliet a little bit.
Fred's been that guy.
A little bit,
and
but not he's not Kevin Durant. He's not
right.
Steph Curry. He's not, you know, these guys where, you know, he goes, hey, and the ref goes, yes, sir.
Right.
You know?
Fred is a consummate vet. He's been in the league a long time. He's been on a championship
but he's
team.
Not that guy.
Exactly.
You know, he's not that guy.
And so, like, I am super excited about, like, early on, and maybe this is just, you know, drink the Kool-Aid, but I think that that's kind of the benefit, right? Seeing that KD has not only come in and give you an opportunity to score all these mid-range jumpers in an incredible way, like seeing all the turnaround middies, I don't think I've ever been more excited to watch those go up and go down. But seeing these little things on the periphery that I think are the types of things that help you grow, in addition to like just the basic statement that it's going to take time to grow into these things, the understanding and the willingness. He sounds kind of like a coach on the court, and I think that's probably a bigger thing that he brings that we don't often talk about.
No, and just early returns. That's the great thing right there. What he's brought as a guy, as a veteran, as a superstar that is respected. I also feel like, you know, X's and O's, we talked about that, like the ability to not just, you know, go to that spot, but use it a lot. There are things that you still want to develop. It's still early. I mean, we don't know how it's going to play in a half court game when there's everybody's being denied, you know?
Yeah, there was a lot in this podcast. Like, this is just the very, very smallest cross section. I have a little bit more. However, I got to ask you, fair or foul, not from KD, but Channing Crowder, the man whose name I keep forgetting, I apologize. But, you know, he had this statement to KD in the podcast, and I'm asking you, Lopez, fair or foul?
You know what else I'm hot with you about? Seriously, it's the one thing. You have not blessed the world with your DNA. Bruh, we can't get a little Kevin, a little Kevinita.
Nah,
bro, we need this to continue, bro. You're the only one on Netflix without an old lady.
I got a nephew, man.
Bro, you don't need, I'm telling you.
You got the same blood, man.
KD, you don't want to be the 65-year-old man at the high school graduation. They calling you grandpa. You got to put a little Kevin in the world.
Nah, man, when that time going to come, it's going to come, man.
He got like a little Durant Springman or something like that. What's the?
Yeah, yeah, man. I got a lot of kids out here, to be honest.
They named that.
Looking up to, man. I gotta set a good example every day, bro.
Set a good example. Get you a woman and set a good example in the bedroom.
In that context, fair.
You sure?
Yeah.
What
podcast? That's what podcasts do, man.
I get, you know what?
Now, you don't want to be at his locker saying, hey, by the way, a follow-up question.
That's a fair point. Like, it was a fun moment in the podcast. That is, I can't imagine sitting around with my homeboys, which is, this is what the podcast is.
They
want to
ask you that?
Man, my family currently asking me that.
Yeah, but that's your family, right? We understand that your homeboy sitting around like, hey, man, you so great. We need to see the children.
No,
bro, what are you talking about right now?
Hey, if we were on a podcast, you know, no holds barred, no FCC, none of that stuff. You tell me you wouldn't be asked about that by your guys?
No.
Yeah, you would.
I feel like fellas had those type of talks.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like fellas.
It's more
do that
barbershop
type of
than press availability.
When are you going to give us some kids? Sounds like somebody's grandmother. Not why you like ain't your homeboy?
Why you ain't got no kids, man? Mm-hmm. Come on, I know you. Get some kids, man. What you doing?
Yeah, 100%.
But not just like get some kids, right? Because that sounds like you
bless us with your DNA.
That's
the part that sounded crazy.
That was the portion of it. I was like, hey, bro, are you trying to have his kids right now? That's crazy. With all due respect to Channing Crowder, by the way, I don't want to see that man in these.
And
streets.
That's Channing Crowder. He had weird type of questions like that. He set the question up very strange.
Holds barred, man. Yeah.
Let us know 713-572-4610. Fair or foul question there. But no, very, very good, insightful conversation with Katie. There's a little bit more that I think we'll circle back to here in the loop on this Wednesday. But coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. In fact, we started off the show talking about the possibility, the alternate universe where D'Amico Ryans is the head coach of the Broncos in this game and Sean Payton is the head coach of the Texans. Those would have been their backup cities of sorts. So question of the day, what's your backup city? What's your what if that could have happened? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next. All right, let's see if I can balance these at the same time. Question of the day, inspired by, you know, the kind of curiosity of what could have been if D'Amico Ryans had gotten the Broncos job when that opportunity was there and if Sean Payton had gotten the Texans job. Those have been the backup cities of sorts. So what would your backup city be? What's the what if in your lifetime? 713-572-4610. We'll get there. We were just talking about KD on, who had jumped on the Pivot podcast, mm-hmm. and he was asked, by Channing Crowder, when he was gonna allow his legacy to continue on with some babies out here. And I was like, I feel like that's a weird question that for your homeboys to ask when sitting around. Some of y'all are like, no, totally fair question from 281 to ask one of your homeboys. Have a friend who just finally got his ultimate dream job and asked him when he's gonna settle down. When you're going to settle down is a little different than when are you going to give his kids.
Yeah, but I still think it's fair.
I think you had an issue with the way he set it up with the DNA.
When are you going to bless us with your DNA?
Yeah, I think you had an issue with that. If he would have just said, hey, man, when are you planning on, you know, starting a family, having some kids? Yeah. I don't think it would have sounded as bad.
Give us some prodigy.
Yeah, prodigy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you go give us a little KD?
All right, so... I still feel like that's why it's gonna be hard to get me out of that space, but I see what you're talking about there. But yeah, what's your backup city? Because again, there is a wild circumstance under which D'Amico Ryans is the head coach of the Broncos, and Sean Payton is here as the offensive head coach who is, you know, dealing with CJ Stroud.
Yeah, and I just remembered, Figgy, we were talking about this obviously to start the show, but remember Denver also made like a late run again.
They offered him more money.
Yeah,
I want to say
they made another late
run.
Yeah,
I want to say they offered him more money, which really felt good for us because it's like D'Amico wanted to be there.
He wants to be here.
He could have took more money elsewhere.
So you could say Denver was his backup city and Houston is Sean Payton's backup city. And one other note for our listeners, 713-572-4610, and you can message on Twitch and YouTube as well. I'm not talking I won the lottery, I'm going to buy an island in Cayman, you know, or whatever. I'm talking about like your backup city that you
try to move to.
You're going to move to, you're going to work, you're going to raise family, you're going to, you know, all this, like your backup city. I mentioned Miami earlier. It's really wild to think about, kind of a thought exercise like we did with, you know, with the Sean Payton D'Amico stuff. Like I decided to take that job. I got offered the Miami Herald job the same time I got offered the Houston Chronicle job in 1989. And I decided, and then at the last minute, you know, we only had one kid at the time, my oldest, and we were thinking about grandparents. Well, they can fly to Miami, but no, we don't want to do that to them. So, And then obviously I loved Texas and didn't really want to leave Texas. So ultimately I decided to take the job here in Houston, and thank God I did, because this is an awesome place. And by the way, we're also not saying anything like that. We're just saying, like, what would it have
yeah.
been?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some people do have that for them. Mine, I think one, the obvious one, I would still be in Dallas if not the opportunity to come and work with you guys on this program. And I wouldn't be in a bad place, but, you know, it definitely would be different. I very much enjoyed being back home, like, with all of the comfort of it, and rediscovering a place that, you know, I grew up in but ultimately had to move out of at a relatively young age. But there's another one. I think I've told you that I actually started going to college for architecture, and I started at Kansas State University, which is why the Wildcats have a grip on my college sports world that doesn't help me at all. But we all know that about sports, right? They can ruin your perspective at times. But if I graduated, if I'd stayed at Kansas State and graduated for architecture, like the Midwest, and I think you could probably attest to this to somewhat, Figgy, the Midwest ends up, if you go to school there, if you kind of come of age, a lot of people end up moving to certain hubs. Dallas is one of those hubs still. Chicago is also another one of those hubs. I have a lot of people that I went to school with that ended up in Chicago. I think I would have ended up in Chicago.
It's a beautiful city.
That's like the New York City of the Midwest.
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Winters are hell.
Yeah. And I don't really like cold like that. Awesome.
No, it's bitter cold.
Yeah, I'm like, it's cold. It's windy. Cold.
It's dumb cold.
Their teams are annoying. Yeah. Like, I might have been in sports hell.
Yeah. Mine, before I moved down here, my goal was to move to New York. Because I was rapping, I was into the type of media stuff, and I felt like New York City had it all, where I could kind of do it all. Yeah. And, you know, so that was kind of one of mine. And then the other one, which almost happened, I probably wouldn't be here now, but remember, I don't remember if I told this on the air, but my wife had a job offer in Qatar.
Oh, yes, you did say that.
Yeah,
yes,
and we was really, to the point, we talked about it. First of all, I had no idea where the hell Qatar was. So I had to look it up. I'm like, where is this place? I've never heard of this place. And then we looked it up, and then we just like, hey, you want to make the move?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was just part-time here, and I wasn't sure if I was going to ever get full-time. So I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Let's go with it.
Yeah.
And then for some odd reason, maybe it was God or something, but the lady called back and said, yeah, you know what? We're actually going to go with somebody else for this position.
Wow.
So that if that didn't happen,
you'd be there.
Yeah. And me, I'm not the person that like to move everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Once I'm there, I like to stick around.
Yeah.
So I probably would have stuck around over there.
It's interesting.
I'm still in the little Facebook Qatar group too.
Oh, really?
You joined a Facebook group?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to have updates on this. What's happening in the Qatar group?
This was like maybe 2000. This was 2017.
Yeah.
So I went in there to kind of see how Americans are living there, just to kind of get a feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still in that group.
It's interesting because, like, and this was not a job offer or anything, but I know. Ultimately, I could live anywhere, tropic. Like you think talk about Qatar, although it's not tropic, but it got me thinking. Like I could find work, especially these days.
Yeah,
you know, you could find work in Belize, you know, and so I could still fish and be in a tropic area.
Yeah, I was like the first thing we said, Belize, like, oh, he about to talk about fishing.
No, but it would be part of it.
No, 100%.
Absolutely, I mean, that's my life. You know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Backup City had a full ride scholarship to hoop at Tulane in New Orleans. Coach never gave me any letters from any college. By the time I found out, it was too late.
Oh, that sucks.
Settled to walk on anyway.
That sucks.
New Orleans is one. New Orleans is not Las Vegas, but New Orleans in some ways has some Las Vegas to it.
It's
in my
close
mind,
to it.
Yeah.
In that. That's one of those places that I love to visit, and I have no idea how I would actually live it.
The thing about New Orleans, I don't think I could live there to work, you know, like we're doing now, like as a backup city. I love going to New Orleans. Love going to New Orleans, but I just couldn't. I don't think I could live there.
Am I the only one, whenever I visit a city, and always picture, hey, could I live here?
Oh, yeah.
I do it all. Yeah. I did it when I went to Seattle. I'm like, I see myself living here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cool place, but I was just like, nah, I don't see myself living every day, just working and living there.
All right.
Go ahead.
Speed run, because there's some that people didn't give us a why. They just gave us the places. So I want to see, what do you think about these places? From the 832, they said Atlanta. Atlanta is cool in theory. I feel like I might lose my mind. Atlanta somehow is one of the few places that might have worse traffic than Houston.
Yeah. Their traffic is awful. The airport is god awful. Yeah. It might be the worst airport in the world.
But they have a good train. They have a good train.
Oh, the MARTA?
Really? Yeah, okay. They have a good train.
I am such a sucker for a good train.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, airport. Now, it is also the busiest airport in the world, Hartsfield-Jackson.
Yeah.
So there's that. I think O'Hare in Chicago is the one that people widely regard as the single worst airport in all the world. So shout out to O'Hare. But yeah, the train is good in Atlanta. All right, you mentioned this one from the 713. Seattle, they said hands down. You know, the weird thing, though, is like I love Central Time Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like that,
oh, that's a good point.
That Pacific Time Zone, yeah, I think, would kill me, especially as a sports fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is cool, though, when you get done with sports, you still got time to do stuff.
Yeah.
But I just, that middle of the day where you watch, sports are starting at like 3 and 4, you're just like, ugh. Plus, me being a soccer fan, I can't imagine waking up at
4 in the morning
to watch soccer.
The one thing that turned me off of Seattle was just how expensive it was.
Yeah,
man.
Now that's a factor.
I'm like, man, I could live in New York for these prices then.
You know, you were talking about, could I live here? Like, the Gulf Coast of Alabama, of all places? I've visited there 2 or 3 times. We've gone on vacation there, like Mobile and what's that beach city? I forget. What, Point Clear, Alabama. Beautiful. Yeah, there's some places like that. And by the way, some people are going like, I had the opportunity to work in Gulfport, decided to stay in Texas. Now I wish I would have gone.
Yeah, yeah. 281 said Indy, went to school in IU, lived there for a couple years. Great downtown. I could see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Football games at 7 a.m. in Hawaii. Awesome. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Keep those coming and let us know what your backup city, what your what if would have been. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is get back to the football around the NFL where the Broncos and tight ends come up in a number of ways. That and more discussed next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.